This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good afternoon. This is another edition of Nailed It on Guardian 96.9 FM. I am Leonard Sands along with...
I am Debbie Deal.
And we are from the Bahamian Contractors Association.
We most definitely are.
And we are happy today to talk to you again about laws in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Now, Debbie, as I said before we came on the air, I had a great talk with a good friend of mine who's an attorney. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of perplexing for me because I said, you know, walk me through the process of laws so I can understand. So when our members of parliament, they go to the House of Assembly with a piece of legislation.
Right.
They talk about it, they lay it on the House floor, and they vote on it, right? That's step one. It gets passing number of votes, goes up to the Senate. They do the same thing. It passes again, goes up to the Senate. And then it gets gazetted. It receives the royal assent, it gets stamp sealed, and it becomes law. Whenever that date happens, that becomes law. The Construction Contractors
Act. And that's when it goes to cabinet?
No. It goes to cabinet before it gets to parliament. That's
oh,
before.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You take white papers and send to parliament.
Okay.
Once parliament says, yeah, once cabinet says, yeah, we want to make this a law, it goes to parliament.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
So that's the issue.
Already is a law by the time you finish with lower house and upper house, it's
right.
Now law.
Okay.
It's no more going to anyone else. That's what you went to parliament for. Parliament is the place in this country we create the laws. It was created in parliament, passed in the Senate, approved, receives the assent. So see what you have here, Debbie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have a coffee. What does it say?
Extraordinary Official Gazette.
Official Gazette.
The Bahamas.
That means this is a gazetted law.
Yep.
This isn't a white paper. It's the official. And what was the date on this? The 30th of what?
Let me put my glasses on. December 2016.
Yes. Gazetted.
Wow.
This
Eight
is law.
8 years ago.
It was the law. Eight mm-hmm. years ago. So
right.
I opened up that way so we could talk about the importance of laws because... I'm confused. Now, I hold myself to be a reasonably intelligent person, having, you know, almost attained 50 years on this planet. I still believe I'm younger than most. Went to university. I think I understand laws pretty reasonably well. Did some formal law studies. So this is a law, which means that we're subject to the law. Just like the traffic law means that I'm subject to the law, I should follow the law. Real property tax, God knows we follow the law. 10% comes off everything.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, 15%. Prior to that, 12%. We follow the law.
Right. And we have no choice to.
No, we have no choice because it's a law.
Mm-hmm.
This has been the law from
right.
2016.
Right.
Yet the government of Bahamas, and I'm being direct here,
mm-hmm.
the government of the Bahamas ignores this law. Let me give you an example. On any given occasion on the news we hear, the government of Bahamas is engaged in the construction of this and that. And they talk about the contractors building the hurricane shelter in Nabucco. They talk about the contractors doing installations of some facility inside Miguana. The contractor is doing some installation of some facility inside Exuma and Ragged Island. The contractor is doing 80 $1 million worth of roads in Exuma, in Andres.
Right.
The contractor.
Right. Not the licensed contractor.
No.
Just the contractor.
But that's the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to why that's illegal. Mm-hmm. I want all the friends who aren't in Parliament, and I hope they're listening. I hope the Minister of Public Works, Mr. Clay Sweeting, who I messaged early this week when he's on Guardian Radio, so graciously availing himself of telling us how local government works, but can't seem to find reasons to respond to communication from the Payment Contractors Association in response to an area that is over $1 billion worth of activity in his field of the woods. And I'm not poking fun at him, right? We're just being very, very decent and honest about what's wrong with our country in respect to laws. You expect people to follow the law, but you're not following the law. So, Debbie, do for me. Let's do a little, let's pretend we're in church. You know, the pastor's telling you, read from this and that. We can do that today. We can have fun with this.
We're going to go to Luke.
We're going to go to the book of Luke in the official Construction Contractors Act 2016.
Okay.
Read the first page of it.
Oh, okay.
I want you to read. You don't have the first page what it says? The preamble to it. What it says.
Maybe it would be on
what it says it does.
Schedule?
So people could understand we're not making this thing up.
Hang on. What is this?
Sent that.
The preliminary.
Yes. What starts on the Construction Contractors Act 2016.
Yes, preliminary.
Read what it says right there. Read it clearly so they can hear you.
An act to provide for the registration and licensing of construction contractors, for the regulation and control of the construction contracting industry, and for related purposes.
Right there. Just hold it right there.
Enacted by
this act of Parliament
of the Bahamas.
Created in 2016
mm-hmm.
to provide for the registration and licensing of construction contractors for the regulation and control of the construction contracting industry and the related purposes. Mm-hmm. Date of assent. See the word I use? You received the royal assent when, Debbie?
The 29th of December.
The 29th of December.
Right.
Which year?
December 2016.
16. Mm-hmm. This has been law.
Enacted by the Parliament of the Bahamas.
Enacted by who?
The Parliament.
The same Parliament
of the Bahamas.
That created the VADA.
Right.
The same Parliament that amended Road Traffic Act.
Right.
The same Parliament that amended
the insurance thing that we're talking
about. The Forestry, the Police Act.
Yes.
Every act, the same Parliament created.
The same one.
But don't follow this act. Pretends this act doesn't exist.
Correct.
Pretends that this act is null and void. This act does not exist because the board has not been appointed. My argument today is this act is an act, regardless of the board appointment. The board carries out the enforcement of the act. I'm not addressing enforcement today. I'm addressing the illegal contracts that the government of the Bahamas, all since 2016, has engaged in with persons who are non-licensed contractors.
Correct.
With public funds. And I believe that the public should ask them, how do you then break your own law and then ask me to subject myself to it?
Correct.
Debbie, it doesn't matter if the government wants to give me a contract, right? I am subject to the law that says I have to produce to them a license to prove that I'm a contractor. Now, I said that I'm going to go in a dangerous direction here today. Let me say this publicly. Let me help you understand your degree of exposure. Any individual who has an existing contract with someone who says they're a contractor, however, they do not have a contractor's license per the Construction Contractors Act 2016, that individual could absolutely walk away from your contract and owe you nothing because they are not licensed to engage in the service with you.
Correct.
I want the banks to hear me. I want the insurance companies to hear me. I want the government to hear me. You could take it to court.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be the president of contractors who would stand on their side and say, well, yeah, the person didn't do all the things they promised to do. But did you engage a licensed contractor? Where the law of the Bahamas said you should have.
Correct.
The judge would have to tell you. Unfortunately, ma'am, the law that I have to follow, I'm a judge. The law says that you should have had a licensed contractor. Why didn't you?
And go ahead. Somebody just sent us a text. I just don't know how to find it. You know me in technology.
Of course. So that's interesting. That's very interesting.
The thing is, A bank is lending money to a client.
It's a good text. We got a text message that says,
do you want to read it?
Why don't you sue the government for a breach of not following the law? You know, that is a very good point, and I've sought to bring a claim against the government, unfortunately. We have not found a lawyer out of all the 2,000-plus lawyers of particular and, what is the other word for females, fortitude, that is willing to take on such a cause. But if you know a lawyer who's willing to go there, maybe Lincoln Bain and his friends may want to take on this cause, because I can tell you right now, they will win. They will absolutely win, because there's no way you could tell me this is a law that you choose not to follow.
But I don't understand how banks, how they make their money is they lend money. They take your money that you've got on fixed deposit. They lend that money to other people for 20 or 30 years to build a house or to buy property or a car
or whatever, the purpose.
Or whatever it is, right? So they are lending you that. You're going to sign a contract with them for the money. You're going to tell them who your person is that's building your house, because I'm not saying a contractor.
Actually,
the word contractor just means someone who takes money for a service. They are a contractor. They are not a licensed building contractor. Correct. But the banks have no problem lending money to persons.
Exposing themselves
and getting themselves into a huge mess, because every time we talk, there's more people who have contacted us to say that they've walked away from a job. The contractor's walked away from the job. The job is horrible. No one, there's nobody there to protect the client. And there's nobody there. Well, and the client is at the mercy of the bank if that client decides to walk away from the mortgage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So this is a whole big mess. And again, we continue to talk about it until hopefully someone with enough sense in any of the government departments can speak to the persons who are inside our parliament and say, hey, the minister responsible is Mr. Clay Sweeting. Can you just simply appoint the board and ensure that there's some agency that could license contractors? Because I'm saying it again, as a matter of law.
But hang on.
You cannot be liable as a licensed contractor when the law say you should have engaged with a licensed contractor and you didn't license contractors.
But hang on. What we do for a living is we build structures.
Yeah.
We build structures that have to be to the point where we don't have to worry about anybody's lives being threatened by the structure that has been built.
We should.
Like a pilot. You want to, when you go on a plane, you want to make sure that pilot knows what he's doing and that he's licensed and he's trained.
Yep.
Right? We're not selling a piece of, we're not a real estate agent. I'm not putting them down at all. This has nothing to do with that at all. It's just I want to make a point. We're not selling a piece of property to somebody, right? That just is a piece of property that they can do whatever they want to, right? They're not going to die if something happens to that piece of property. But what we do for a living is we have to ensure, although the government doesn't seem to want to license us, to make sure that we have the best of the best in this country
doing
this, and the ones that aren't can be trained to be the best of the best, right? But we're not getting anybody on the government's end to actually understand how important the work that we do is, and we are doing it based on the fact that it's our reputation, Leonard's reputation
alone,
or Debbie's reputation.
Caller, we're coming to you right now. So let's take this caller. We got a caller. Caller, you live?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on this pilot issue, you know, to think about pilots. And in fact, I would hate to be the pilot that has to be the first one to go in the A380. Because basically, you have to teach the aircraft how to fly. That's a special pilot. That's not just a regular. He's not going in there. I'm just going to tie this into what you're talking about as relates to banks and money. You have to actually go there and teach that aircraft how to fly. That's how sophisticated they design these days. Now, think about that for a minute now.
It's all computerized.
Not the pilot that's going to fly the plane regularly. This is the one who's going to do some programming that it's going to be ready and available for the pilots. That's another pilot. The thing, we have pilots running this country, right? But they have not been programmed how to fly this plane. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes.
They allow the banks. The story goes, you know, during the escape from colonialism, which we're trying to probably still get away from, it was decided to give Canada the banks. because they couldn't give Canada the souls, even though they had the souls for so many hundreds of years. But, you know, they say, hey, you know what, we can't give you the souls.
Right.
We let the souls try to develop into something. And here we are now trying to fight simple building issues.
Simple building issues, yes.
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 Which could be life-threatening.
Why?
Because simply, and thank you, caller, I like your approach and I like your question there.
You're so welcome.
The reason why, and I have another call on the line, so I have to let you go. One of the reasons why we have the challenge we have is because leaders need to be trained like the pilots need to train the aircraft.
Thank you.
They don't know the risks that they undertake by allowing non-experienced, trained individuals to build dwelling home for persons that house people, their children, their elderly, and some catastrophic event can happen. Let's go to the next caller.
Yes.
Caller, you're live.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm not familiar with your name, but I'm familiar.
My name is Leonard Sands, along here with Debbie Deal of the Contractors Association.
Yeah, I'm familiar with her name. when you say that they are contractors and they're not licensed.
They're not. No contractors licensed in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Right. And the agreement is null and void, right?
The agreement can be voidable because the Act of Parliament establishes the contractor to be licensed.
Right. I'm agreeing with you because what you're saying is basically that according to the law, that mm-hmm. makes that document or agreement null and void.
Null and void.
Which means in legal terms, the Latin term for that means it's void ab initio.
I learned something new today.
You see? Mm-hmm. That means it's ab initio in law means from the beginning.
From the beginning.
It is invalid. It's invalid.
Absolutely
which means
correct.
It's not a legally binding
agreement.
Right. It would be like Bahamas Air or let's say American Airlines hiring a pilot to pilot their plane that does not have a license.
License when their law says he must be licensed.
He must be licensed.
You are absolutely correct.
And that's why I wanted the comparison between flying a plane.
I'm confirming what you're saying. By law, that means it's void ab initio.
Every single contract that the government of the Bahamas, any government that engaged in after the 29th of December 2016, under legal scrutiny, can be voided.
I wanted to make another legal point.
Okay.
Because it's void ab initio, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means it's not an indenture.
No.
And the word indenture, check it out, means a legally binding
agreement. Absolutely.
Or contract mm-hmm. or a legally binding document.
Absolutely.
Other than that, if it's not legally binding,
the parties cannot be held liable to any part of the agreement.
That's why I always say when you go to court, the judge can basically say, what do you expect? You hired somebody that wasn't a licensed contractor.
Right. And in legal terms, that means that document signed between the two parties is a nullity.
And it's like a handshake.
The word nullity means it's a non-binding document.
Absolutely.
Correct.
It's not legally binding. Yeah. It's an act or a thing that is legally void. That's what the word nullity means, mm-hmm. opposite to indenture.
Yep.
Correct.
And sir... I believe, and thank you very much for bringing that legal definition to this conversation. And we were hoping to get persons like yourself who have an understanding of the weight of which we're trying to bring across to the public.
Right.
The public, the insurance companies, the banks, the governments, the NGOs, everyone who has engaged in a contract with someone who is not licensed, they can simply do whatever they want to do in that contract, because if you even take them to court, they are not liable because from the beginning, you did not form a contract with a licensed individual since 2016, December 29, when the Act of Parliament made it the law of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
And let me clear that up as well, because somebody could say, well, I am a licensed contractor because I got a license to build from Debbie Deal. Well, it's a licensed contract. A licensed contractor is getting their license from the Bahamian government. It is not from, and it's based on this act.
Yes. Yes. Of 2016.
Yeah. We have
caller,
another line.
We got another caller.
Thank you so much
I
for
hate
your
to
help.
Let you go, but a great call, and I thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Caller, you're live. Go ahead.
Caller, this is Stark Universe.
Hey, Berman, how are you doing?
Mr. Science and...
Ms. Deal.
Ms. Deal.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, good. What I want to ask you, right? I have a little problem. I'm living on Spence Street off Mason's Edition, right? And I buy all type of lock, or various types of lock, and people would still pick my lock and come into my house and carry things.
I can't speak to how they can do it. They're very crafty at stealing, it appears.
Say it again?
I say it seems like they're very crafty at stealing.
I have a suggestion. Suggestion is to have your door open out rather than open in, and you put.
Well, it's for it to open in.
Well, you're still going to do the same thing then. It's going to be a little easier for them, but you're going to have you're going to put the hinges in that have the little pins in them, so that even if they take the pin out of the hinge, it can still not open the door unless they would have to kick the door in with all of those.
Just a minute. Couple of seconds. The door open on the inside, so the pin on
the inside.
The pin be on the inside.
He's picking his lock.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The reason people shouldn't have a door opening in is because the only thing that's actually stopping that door from being broken into is the little tiny tongue from the lock, which is about a half inch to three quarter of an inch piece of metal. And that's why anybody can actually, I could even kick in a door that opens in. Plus, hurricanes love that because they open in. Doors in here should open out because hurricanes can't get them. And number two, people can't break into them because you have the door stop that's on the inside stopping them, right?
Yeah.
And you've got the pieces of the locks and you've got the hinges and you can put the pins by you can buy them at Tops.
Yeah, you can buy them anywhere.
And that way nobody can get in your house.
But Berman?
We were talking about this, though.
We thank you very much
for
your
call. We're
trying
so hard to get this passed.
We can get some information to you that's going to help you deal with that matter as well.
Yeah, you could get the number from the producer from Anna. You could call me.
Yeah. Thanks, Berman. So, Debbie, so it's interesting. So let's go back to that conversation from the wonderful callers that we had earlier about the law. See, I'm thank you for the callers who now get it. Every single contract, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars worth of contracts are voidable now by the fact that the act was passed making it law that you engage with a licensed individual. You did not. That's your choice. You choose not. The plea for the public. You didn't have a choice because the previous government and this government have not seen fit to appoint the board who licensed contractors who have to first register them and license them. So
it's a
crapshoot. You're just guessing that somebody is going to be good enough to do what they say they can do. But, that's the first thing.
But you do.
Secondly, you're going to hope that they do a good job that doesn't put your family and your life at risk. That's the hope. And like Debbie said, I don't want to go on an airplane and hope I reach my destination. I want to be certain that I'm flying with an individual who knows how to operate the craft and get me to that destination, not hope.
Right.
Everyone in construction, you're engaging from a homeowner to the banks to insurance companies to the government. And we can see they're no good at judging contractors either. Look at the work that was performed.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the money they spend three and four times what they contracted. So they should not speak about anything about contraction. And I say this to the minister. I say it to the prime minister. I say it to the entire cabinet. You guys should sit small, tell your nail call when it comes to contracting in this country because the record reflects that the government-run projects are piss poor when it comes to contracting and managing money.
But do you know
that's
what?
That's the statement until
we came on this show and started talking about the fact that there are no licensed contractors, no one knew that.
No.
Because everybody thought that because they had
a business license
that they were a licensed contractor, but they were not.
Because we assume that's
what it means. I know, but everybody kept quiet on that.
Because no one educates here,
right,
Debbie.
But we are.
That's why we're here. We have to educate people.
Right.
Because people assume, the banks only ask for your business license, you know. You know why? Because the bank is a business.
Mm-hmm.
And they deal business to business.
Right.
What the bank is missing or the whole equation is the person capable? The business license doesn't speak to the person's capability.
Right.
It speaks to their ability to fill out a one-page application form,
yeah,
pay $100, find a trade name, and get a business license, pay the government a tax of $100. That's all it speaks to. It doesn't speak to anything else.
I'd love to see if somebody took in a plan that they had drawn themselves, and they're not architects, and they just used a ruler and a pencil and to draw the plan and say, this is the house that I want to do, and I'm going to take it to the building control, and I'm going to get that passed.
No, you won't.
No, but I'm just saying, you should be able to.
Based on how loose that is.
You don't need to be, you know.
But you could, and this is what really, it stymies me. I don't understand why the persons who go to Parliament for our protection, they're the persons we entrust the leadership of our country to, they don't see the huge error in allowing this state of affairs to continue. The risk is so great.
It's huge.
You have individuals every day having a bad day as a waiter, determining tomorrow they would be a contractor. You have individuals every day that walked out and didn't like being in the sun as a mechanic or something else and decide, I want to be a contractor. Mm-hmm. And they only have to walk into the business license department and request
a name. And it could be trading as. It doesn't have to be a limited company. Trading
as.
And
that's it. Mm-hmm. And then, because we don't educate people, the business license department that's not their job to educate people. The Ministry of Public Works is not their job to educate people. Your member of parliament is busy doing whatever they do all day. They don't educate people. So people are under presumptions that a hold of a business license for construction is qualified and able to construct things. Right. That misnomer must stop.
Yes.
Just the same way I would not allow somebody to put me under a knife without seeing their medical certificate, their qualifications, that they are a medical doctor, why would I let you cut me open?
Right.
Why would I walk into someone's office or anywhere and they have nothing on the wall and say, yeah, I know, I don't have any paperwork, but I'm a dentist. I could do that root canal. Are you crazy? I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't go to a lawyer's office, not see his membership of the Bar Association, not see his credentials and assume that this guy could take care of my land transaction. No, I wouldn't do that.
No.
But we willy-nilly let anyone walk in off the street and assume their capacity, assume their ability because they possess a business license.
That is,
we must be insane.
That is such a lack of respect for the building contractors in this country for the 60-something years since the Bahamian Contractors Association has been in. Yes.
Pleading for this.
No respect for us whatsoever.
And it's not just Debbie and I. It's thousands of us saying, hello, man. This is madness. We see more horrible things than y'all could imagine out there.
Yes.
Y'all see a piece of the... We see unimaginable horrors in construction that the public has gotten thrown upon them. Anyhow, we got to go to a break because I got to get some water now because they're going to be riled up. We'll be back after this break.
Know about the big yellow machines. You've probably heard about our big yellow engines, maybe even seen our reliable yellow generator sets light up your world. But if that's all you know about Machinery and Energy Limited, then you're missing out. We are yellow iron and so much more. We are multiple product lines, construction equipment, forklifts, marine engines, aerial equipment, and light towers. We are parts, service, equipment sales, and rentals. Visit one of our branches in Nassau, Freeport, or Abaco for your construction and power generation needs, because we're built for it.
Mother sick, this world and crack, and they just build this house.
Pay now, pay more later.
Your wall crack, because I rot in steel.
I guarantee fiber steel, Jack.
No steel, no big deal. Fiber rebar is better than steel, eh? No steel, no big deal. Fiber rebar is better than steel. Steel pussy get protection from nasty men. But the sand that they use of salt and lead. And then over time they start to rotten. And just like a flower wall crack open, eh? No steel, no big deal.
Fiber rebar is better than steel, eh?
For more information on FRP concrete reinforcement products, call our development today at 603-4506 or 822-9527 or visit our Facebook and IG page at Our Development BFRP. Listen, say goodbye to rust and our crack of water. Call now.
No steel, no big deal.
When your building renovation projects are go, go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store. Find unbeatable prices, unmatched service, and an expanded selection of building essentials. Drywall and plywood, tools and thinset, insulation and hardware too. It's all at CBS Pro Store. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, and industry professionals in the know can now go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store, 103 Robinson Road.
When we started StormFrame Windows in 1999, we wanted to fabricate an impact-rated product to compete with the Florida market, and we've done this. There's no fabricator or vendor from Florida that can do what we can in the Bahamas. Because we fabricate locally and we're a local-based company, we have the capability to provide better customer service than our competitors. With all the worldwide supply chain issues, we at StormFrame have improved our fabrication process and have invested in stock that would produce our orders in 4 weeks. Stock over 400 windows and doors at standard sizes for walk-in customers to purchase. Our professional sales staff is here to assist you with the complete purchase and installation. We also service and ship to the Outer Islands.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We are back, and Debbie, before we get all hot and heated and excited about contracting and what they need to do, let's shout out to all the wonderful sponsors that helped to make this important show happen.
Yeah, we have to do that, because if it weren't for you guys, we would not be here at all. So we have Wosley Construction, we have ARM Caribbean, we have CB Bahamas, we have StormFrame, we have Bahamas Safety Solutions, and we have Sandbank Construction. Thank you so much for your support and making this show happen.
So we're back again talking about construction, talking about the laws and acts and why we don't follow them, which is really incredible to me. It's really interesting that we are asked to follow every single law except for the Construction Contractors Act. We pretend that, like, the act doesn't exist. But let's hear what this caller got to say. Caller, you're live.
Yes, I called back, right?
Yes, Raymond.
What I want to say to you, right, or ask you, now, when I could have seen, right, a plan would always have how many nails go where, you know, and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The distance apart from each other, right?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
So, What I am asking, is that not in limbo nowadays?
No, that is still a part of the construction documents that an architect or a technician would issue.
But then, I suppose the contractor don't understand or can't read the plan to know what he or she's supposed to do.
There's a lot of them out there that cannot read a plan. But I mean, you can. It's such a simple thing. You could go on. Even you could go on. YouTube, and it would tell you.
Yeah, but again, this is what we're talking with Bremen. There are a lot of persons in the contracting space who are not qualified in the space because they've not been trained to be in this space. But they're offering services to the public, and the public suffer because of the lack of knowledge.
Yes, the public
of
are suffering, you know, if they're not doing
so. Yeah, so again, we encourage you, Bremen. We encourage
you. Okay, thank you.
Let your member of parliament know so they could, he could say something to the cabinet so they could do what they need to do. But at the same time, the law is not being followed. Thanks, Bremen. So, Debbie, let me continue on this information. So we're going to go back over some stuff that we talked about.
Okay.
And let me go to the definition of contractor per the Construction Contractors Act 2016. Contractor means a person registered. Let me say it slowly. A contractor means a person registered and licensed under this act. I just want to stop right there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I can say a lot more. I don't need to. A contractor. So when you hear the word contractor, like the gentleman said, from the beginning, your contract is voided. Because to be a contractor, what should you be? Registered and licensed under this act.
Right.
So again, every single contract that was entered in by the government of the Bahamas, an insurance company, mm-hmm. a bank, a real estate firm, a developer, mm-hmm. an investor, a mom and pop, a resident is voidable because the individual that signed on that contract was not a contractor per the Construction Contractors Act passed in Parliament 2016.
Correct.
Gazetted the 29th of December 2016. It is in breach of the law, non-valid. That means that you could bring the person before the court and they are not liable because they are not a contractor.
Right, and then it goes on to say, and defined by the first schedule who, by reason of
his
knowledge
and
experience.
Let's stop right there, Debbie.
Okay.
By his what?
Knowledge and experience.
Not by his looks? Not by holding his business license. Did it say by his business license?
No.
Did it mention business license?
No.
No, let's have a real conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I meet so many persons who are quote-unquote contractors and say, my license, I got my business license. I say, my friend, have you heard about this thing called the Construction Contractors Act?
Mm-hmm.
Where it says that you have to be licensed mm-hmm. as a contractor, not have a business license?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand the difference between mm-hmm. the two? And the public doesn't.
I know.
So continue reading, Debbie.
Yeah.
Continue.
And then is qualified in accordance with this act to engage in the practice of construction contracting.
So let's say that part slowly so people can understand. And is qualified by what?
According with this act.
The act that is law?
Yes.
The person must be qualified according to the act of Parliament.
Yes.
That was law from 29th of December 2016.
Correct.
That was law. They must be qualified by the law to engage in what?
The practice of construction contracting.
Wow.
Yeah.
So again, mm-hmm. the very document tells you that a person can't do this unless they are qualified and licensed by this same act
mm-hmm.
that not even the government of the Bahamas has followed. The government of the Bahamas have not, since this administration came to office, 2021,
mm-hmm.
not one single contract that they've entered in.
Right.
Has been legal with a contractor, not one. Now,
and the
I dare any single member of parliament or cabinet to refute the claim that I am making. We just read the law that you passed that established the Construction Contracting Act. The law that you passed that made for the provision of a contractor. And then you engage in contracts without a contractor.
Correct.
Per your act. How you want little children to follow the law if you ain't the leading example? I don't understand this to me. This is perplexing. Debbie, this is perplexing.
Yeah, it's like we're not a tailor. We don't have to have a license. We're not doing something where we are... can affect the lives of everybody in the real estate industry, I guess. Every business,
a baker
every
or
home, or whatever.
An engineer. I mean, anything all these things, that happens. No one would die.
Even in a hurricane.
If they screw up some things.
Right. But in a hurricane, and if, let's say, somebody didn't put on the hurricane clips or even half the roof, then the roof blows off and everybody could possibly die.
They could die.
Let's say the windows. They may be hurricane impact windows.
But not installed properly.
Yes, they may not be installed properly.
And
they
blow could die.
And everybody could die. Let's say there's an electrical. Oh, I can't do that because electrical is their license. Yeah, we have to hire licensed electricians. But anything that the contractor actually does, if something happens to that building,
people could die. We are in the same category with pilots. And pilots, yes. When you look at the risk.
Yes.
Let me bring this back. Let me sober up and bring this back to the point. With 2024, early in the year,
mm-hmm.
I saw a photo on Facebook that someone took of the roof at R.M. Bailey that was under construction
mm-hmm.
before the collapse.
Right.
The day after, there was a tour mm-hmm. by the Ministry of Works persons mm-hmm. and some government officials.
Mm-hmm.
And after they left, the roof collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's rewind that back then
mm-hmm.
to what happens if that happened 4 hours earlier when right. they were under there.
Right.
We'd had the biggest talk about how this national catastrophe and persons lost their life, and we've mm-hmm. been lucky.
Mm-hmm.
We've just been lucky.
Absolutely.
That things haven't caused loss of life yet.
Mm-hmm.
But that should have wakened up the persons, and then the prime minister came out there and sought to make everyone feel comfortable, I imagine, as best as he can.
Feeling comfortable is not going to help, because if that roof had not failed and they had put the plywood on it and it had become a real roof, There was no support in between those.
We know why it happened.
Yes.
And a non-contracting individual speaking about construction always annoys me.
Because
mm-hmm. I don't go and talk about law to the degree that I'm a law expert.
Mm-hmm.
You don't dare go inside that space and talk about what you believe happened and what the contract. You mm-hmm. have no clue, sir.
Right.
You have no clue. I dare you. I like the word dare, because I'm standing on business with this. You convince me that you believe you could explain contracting and construction better than persons in the space when you're an attorney. That's like me going to the mechanic shop, who is an ASC-certified individual, and trying to tell them why I need to be there to certify that you're doing your engine overhaul correctly. Where did I learn how to do engine overhaul? Don't do that. So mm-hmm. we have a lot of talk in our town about construction from people who don't know anything about construction. But I'm speaking with the fact now that the Act of Parliament provides for contractors, which we're not following. But let me go to why the Act provides for licensing of contractors. Let me tell you what the law that these same gentlemen and the Prime Minister, who is now the Prime Minister, was the Minister of Public Works. He read this in Parliament. License of Registered Contractor, Section 15, Part 5 of the Act. A, apply to be registered as a contractor in the contractor's register. Satisfy the qualifications for registration. 15 right here. Satisfy, and I want the public to understand, this isn't some willy-nilly act. The person must register, then satisfy the qualifications for registration set out in Section 10.1 and 10.2, and then finally pay the prescribed fee by the board. Let's go to Section 10.1 and Section 10.2.
Okay.
So the public can understand what it means to get license. Section 10.1 and 10.2.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's before this. Let's pull back to it.
An individual is entitled to be registered.
There he goes. Read that, Debbie.
An individual is entitled to be registered in the relevant section of the contractor's register if, upon his written application to the board for registration as a contractor, he satisfies the board that, in relation to a category set out in the first schedule, A, he has obtained one of the following criteria relevant to the category by which he is applying. Notice there's categories.
Yes, categories, yep.
And then A1 is a Bachelor of Science degree or equivalent in a construction-related area from an accredited college and 2 years proven experience under a licensed contractor one of which must be at the level of foreman.
Mm-hmm. That's just the first condition.
That's the first one.
Or. Two.
A three-year diploma or associate degree or equivalent in a construction-related area. 3 years experience under a licensed contractor, one of which must be a level of a foreman.
Okay. Or.
Number three. 1 year certificate or equivalent in a construction-related area and 5 years experience under a licensed contractor, two of which must be level foreman.
Four.
A high school diploma or equivalent
and
10 years
experience
as a skilled tradesman.
3 years of which
must be at
the level
of
a
foreman under a licensed
contractor.
Or he has passed an examination set
by
the
board
or recognized by the board as an equivalent
examination
set by another licensed authority and has demonstrated to the satisfaction of the board that he is proficient, he or she is proficient in the construction-related industry and has 5 years working experience
in
this
industry.
Industry.
Those are the requirements to be licensed as a contractor in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas under the Construction Contractors Act since 2016, December 29.
Right. And then you can read B.
And B, extension to that. The individual carried on business and is to the standard of, and where are we at?
He's a fit and proper.
Yeah. He is a fit and proper individual to practice as a registered contractor by fulfilling the following requirements. He has an affidavit on a form provided by the board verifying that he has a relationship with a local bank within the Commonwealth of Bahamas. He will submit himself to a background check, and he has completed the requirements under Section 1 and 2 if he is not a citizen of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So, for the purpose of Section 1, an individual is qualified to be registered if the individual carried on a business as to the standard of general contractor, a civil marine, a marine contractor, or a roads contractor for a period of not less than 5 years in the aggregate, or an individual carried on business as on the standard of an air conditioning contractor, elevator contractor, landscaping contractor, mechanical contractor, painting contractor, plumbing contractor, roofing contractor, swimming pool contractor for a period of not less than 3 years in the aggregate. So it kind of gives all of the conditions of
right.
what an individual must do to
and
be licensed.
And it gives
to be
many different ways you can be
and
a
many
contractor.
Different
you
ways.
Don't have to have a university
no.
degree, you can have a high school diploma.
But what is very important, Debbie, the less degrees you have,
right.
The longer your experience has to
correct.
Be.
Correct.
Which only makes sense,
it does.
Debbie.
It does.
You imagine somebody, no, I got a college degree. I've never built anything in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I go there and I want to be licensed as a contractor. Where mm-hmm. would you have learned how to put on a roof? Where would you have learned that? You wouldn't learn it in the classroom, I can
no,
tell you that.
No,
you wouldn't learn it in all your maths and physics and
no.
your calculus studies to get your qualification.
Yeah.
I can tell you that because I went that route too.
And most people go to the school of YouTube.
and some people do. But even if you come with a qualified degree, you still have to learn the practical application of it.
Right.
Under a licensed contractor yeah. who would have been doing it for at least 30, 40 years.
That's why doctors work on cadavers.
That's why doctors
I mean, that's
also
why, yeah.
have residency.
Mm-hmm.
So they
yes.
can understand how to deal with the actual patient.
Thank you.
Because the medical textbook is not going to teach you everything.
No.
See, we went into all of this.
Yes.
We thought about all of this.
It's all here in 40
and
pages.
And governments have allowed all of this to lay waste so you, the public, don't get the benefit. That's incredibly disrespectful to
totally.
The public.
Totally.
Anyhow, we got another break coming up.
Yep.
So we'll be back right after this.
When we started Storm Frame Windows in 1999, we wanted to fabricate an impact-rated product to compete with the Florida market, and we've done this. There's no fabricator or vendor from Florida that can do what we can in the Bahamas. Because we fabricate locally and we're a local-based company, we have the capability to provide better customer service than our competitors. With all the worldwide supply chain issues, we at StormFrame have improved our fabrication process and have invested in stock to be able to produce our orders in 4 weeks. We also keep in stock over 400 windows and doors at standard sizes for walk-in customers to purchase. Our professional sales staff is here to assist you with the complete purchase and installation. We also service and ship to the out islands.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
When your building renovation projects are go, go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store. Find unbeatable prices, unmatched service, and an expanded selection of building essentials. Drywall and plywood, tools and thinset, insulation and hardware too. It's all at CBS Pro Store. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, and industry professionals in the know can now go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store, 103 Robinson Road.
You know about the big yellow machines. You've probably heard about our big yellow engines, maybe even seen our reliable yellow generator sets light up your world. But if that's all you know about Machinery and Energy Limited, then you're missing out. We are yellow iron and so much more. We are multiple product lines, construction equipment, forklifts, marine engines, aerial equipment, and light towers. We are parts, service, equipment sales, and rentals. Visit one of our branches at Nassau, Freeport, or Abaco for your construction and power generation needs, because we're built for it.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Break. Nailed it on Guardian 96.9 FM.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt. I didn't mean to do that. So we're going to one more time talk about our sponsors, because again, we would not be able to get this message across to everybody if we were not here, because this is the Bahamian Contractors Association. This is not Debbie and Leonard.
No, no.
This is the association. So we are pushing for this. So thank you, Wosley Construction. Thank you, ARM Caribbean.
Yeah.
Thank you, StormFrame. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bahamas Safety Solutions. Thank you, Sandbank Construction. And next week, we're going to have some more to announce that have just joined on as sponsors.
Absolutely. So, Debbie, let's go into some more areas about this act. You know, I love it because we went through a lot of time making this act so the public understands how, at the time, now maybe the good Prime Minister changes his view. In his discussions, he said it was a public protection act. It was out there, he said, to protect the public. He said at the time it was a landmark piece of legislation that would transform the Commonwealth of Bahamas and make it a safer place for contractors and residents to enjoy qualified professional people building their homes. That's what he said.
So what happened to that thought?
That is a good question. What happened? Did he lose his zeal? Hold on, we got a caller. Caller, you are live. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening again.
Good evening.
And you say, and Ms. Deal said it a few times, and I mean, you said it, that the government entered into this agreement without really
With these individuals.
Okay, and it's not according to statute laws.
It is not according to law.
Right. What they have done is they have basically committed an ultra-virus act.
Yes.
It's not according
constitutional.
The authority, you know, they don't have the authority to break the law.
No.
Also,
correct.
When they do such a thing in law, it says that the
ultra-virus.
For that is that they have done some
something which is per incurium. And per incurium means through lack of due regard for the law.
Correct.
Or through reckless disregard for the law.
Mm-hmm.
Or through willful blindness mm-hmm. for the law.
I think it's the latter. I think it's willfully blindness. I suspect that that's what it is.
I know one thing that they are going to say, and to try to get themselves out of this, they're going to say, well, there was a couple things in the act that needed to be adjusted, and the time frame because of COVID went, and because of these 2 years and all that. They're going to try to pull some things out of the hat. But the reality is the document is an act
of parliament.
Whether the board is chosen, yeah. whether things have changed or whatever. Because you have to go back to parliament to make a change.
Yes, but it's still the law.
Correct.
Yeah, what I'm simply saying is once they do not abide by the law, the term per incurium means those three things.
Mm.
Lack of due regard for the law or reckless disregard for the law. Or through their willful blindness for the law.
For the law.
Thank you for sharing that.
In all three, really, really, is a sad indictment on any government who falls in that category.
Right.
You'll have a nice evening.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Next caller, you are live. Go ahead.
Lennon and Debbie, good night.
Good night. How are you?
Very, very, very well. Just getting off from work and just happened to tune into the show about 10, 15 minutes ago. As usual, Leonard, let me just congratulate you and Debbie on doing an excellent job in informing the Bahamian public.
We try.
As it refers to the construction industry. Two questions I have for you.
Yes, sir.
Firstly, has a board been appointed to protect those who are licensed contractors?
No.
Because there are no licensed contractors.
And I know you guys are going to expand on it, so I'm just going to go wrap it here and then listen to your response.
Okay.
Second part is, based upon the recent surge of hurricane strength in this country,
mm-hmm.
has there been any talk with the construction industry in terms of how we are going to implement tougher standards or higher standards in order to combat the increase in hurricane strength right now? I think the last one, we were, touting around 140 miles per hour or so, maybe even higher. Has there been any real discussion on the way forward, on how we're going to strengthen our codes
in order
to keep pace with these hurricaines?
They have not spoken.
Thanks for taking my call, and I will continue to listen
tonight. Right.
They have not
spoken to the
construction industry, or should I say to the Contractors Association, but the building code is being adapted, but that's been going on since 2019. I don't know why they didn't take part of it and put that in place and then work and add another part rather than waiting to make sure that everything is perfect, because we are now, how many years are we now? We're five, going on 6 years now. We've already had another hurricane season. And it just doesn't seem to matter.
And then to remind everyone that the current building code is 2007.
Yes.
Yes. Just so everyone understands, the current building code for the Commonwealth Bahamas is edition 9, I think 2007. So Jeff, to your point, first question you asked, is there a board in place to protect the registered contractors? The answer is no, because no contractor in the Commonwealth Bahamas is licensed or registered. That is the first thing. What is interesting is that we've had a contractors register in both administrations from 2017 to 2021, and that individual's first contractors register was Omar Archer under the FNM administration. 2021 to 2025, the current contractors registrar, who has not registered a single contractor, is Dr. Melissa Hall, lovely individual, qualified attorney, however, restrained from doing the job that she's been paid to do. I leave that there. So, and I am shooting all kind of darts this afternoon because I got broad shoulders and I run quickly and I speak facts and I stand on business.
Yeah, I have my bulletproof vest on.
Yeah,
so
you can come to me. So, the second point, Jeff, the building code Now, this is where the decision gets dicey. Most of the building code, if followed, will be able for any home to withstand a Category 4. If followed. Category 5, you may need a little more adjustments to your reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
But the current building code, 2007 edition, that is the current code,
mm-hmm.
it is robust.
Mm-hmm.
It is stronger than any code in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
It is 5 times stronger than Miami-Dade building code.
Right.
And I wouldn't even talk about anything else north of Florida.
Right.
Those codes don't even count. But beyond that, the comprehensive review of the Bahamas building code by the Department Building Control Department, along with stakeholders, of which one is the Bahamian Contractors Association and many other stakeholders, where we have a member of our board in that committee, in the person of Robin Ogilvie, who has reported to us that the committee only involved a meeting twice, and she had no other further correspondence from that committee on what the changes or proposed changes would be. So if they met other than the 2 times and she attended, they did not invite the Contractors Association's representative. If they are continuing to meet, they did not and do not continue to invite representation from the Bahamian Contractors Association. But if they want to meet and desire our representation, Robin Ogilvie is our designate, and she would be more than happy to continue her presence at those meetings. So the building code, while it has come up under scrutiny because of Dorian, what we do know about on the Family Islands, and Debbie, you know this better than most, if you think we get away with stuff in Nassau, where the Ministry of Public Work building is, you imagine what happens in Miguana. You imagine what happens in Cat Island, in Auckland, where I know that maybe twice a year a representative from the Ministry of Public Works can even come to my island. I'm going to build what I build, however I build it, because no one's going to inspect it anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have friends in Andres who sent me photos of houses under construction. I said, please tell me this is AI. Do not tell me this is actually real construction in the Commonwealth of Bahamas. Debbie, I cannot describe to you how poorly constructed this thing was.
I can.
But he's saying, "I'm just like nobody's coming there to go check it."
No.
So I say all that to say, the building code is only as good as the practitioners who enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
Surgeons doing the craft is only as good as their training to be a surgeon, to get the precision, to cut, to sew you up, to do. An accountant can only find the errors in your document as good as his training or her training. The attorney could only find that one single loophole inside your matter because he's been trained to. So now we understand the importance of training. And then you see why it's important for us to appreciate that this Act of Parliament considered that persons must be trained to offer trained services to the public. And I wish I find the person who was Mr. Brave Davis back in 2014, who championed this document, who decided
who
that he would
Works?
Hang his hat on this piece of legislation and make this be the thing we remember him by.
Right.
Who seemed to lost
to protect the public.
The public. He called it, it's undocumented. He called it a public protection piece of legislation. But for the last 8 years, you've allowed the public to be exposed, wounds wide open,
bleeding
out.
I don't remember hearing
the
PLP talk about when the F&M were in power about not putting this through.
That time ended in 2021.
Yeah.
It's 2025.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I didn't hear them ranting and raving about what the other party had not done.
Beyond that for me, you have an obligation to finish what you said you started as something important. It doesn't become less important now because you need VAT money. It doesn't become less important now because there's some other project going on inside Exuma or Andres or Grand Bahama. The entire Commonwealth of the Bahamas desires this protection.
Finish
the job,
and
man.
This act is for the entire Bahamas, the entire archipelago nation.
Yes. And I wouldn't even go to speak on the previous ministers of of Public Works, who just was absolutely being respectful as possible, just unknowledgeable of the fact that the act was even passed, and their signatories were probably on the document. Just we live in a really, really special place called the Bahamas. When legislators pass legislation and forget the intent of the legislation that was passed to protect homeowners and everybody who engage in construction.
Absolutely. I just want to put a plug in for us because we worked very hard. We are having our contractors luncheon next week, Wednesday.
Wednesday, 12 noon.
12 o'clock at Balmoral. And we have two youth ambassadors from the OPM coming to talk about sustainability and climate change.
And we treat as a mix and mingle. So, all contractors are welcome. And find out what's going on in your industry. Find out about opportunities. We do have emails that come in from us, from stakeholders all across the country and outside the country, and ask speakers from 6 months ago from Florida, they're back again. They say, hey, we want to meet with the contractors again, talk about licensing, give you all some updates on the project in Abaco.
Great.
So again, we got a lot of stuff happening in the association, and we encourage everyone to check it out.
And even if you're an environmentalist and you want to know what the Prime Minister's office is doing with the youth ambassadors, come and see.
Yeah.
Come and
check
see.
Check it out. Well, Debbie, it's our show again.
Yeah.
Thank everyone for listening to another edition of Nailed It.
Nailed It, yes. See you next week.
There is a time to face stormy weather, but we are always standing strong, a lifetime together.